People where the temperature really dipped over the last 2 days. Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you just tuned in for the first time, we're glad you're on board. So you got to get some coffee, right? Especially for you third shifters, or I don't know, hot chocolate, something warm anyway. It was 85 degrees. Is 85 degrees in my world on Tuesday. On Wednesday, it was 40 degrees. Wow. I thought we were done with fires and clothing with hoods and mittens and all that kind of nonsense. But not really. Ha ha, the joke's on us. And a lot of people felt that from the East Coast through parts of the Midwest. And then all the way, almost continuing on out west, not quite California, but Utah, Colorado, snow, a lot of people dealing with still snow. And even at our mothership, cold temperatures are talking about snow. It is Minneapolis, for goodness sake, and the people there are hardy. They know, they understand that it's never truly over until you get to probably deep in May. Then you know. All right, it's May. It's Mother's Day. It's beyond Mother's Day. We're okay. We're looking at Memorial Day. Time to go to the lakes. We certainly won't see any snow or any really super, super cold weather. Speaking of cold, boy, it's chilly. The back and forth between our legislators in Washington, D.C. when it comes to guns. This isn't new. This isn't something we didn't think was going to happen. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to understand what's going on there. I mean, really, it breaks down on both sides, Democrat and Republicans. There's some interesting people, though, that have to straddle the line, like Senator Mary Landrieu, because Louisiana is a big gun state. Lots of people hunt. People like their guns in Louisiana. She's a Democrat. How does she vote when they take the vote? What is she going to do? And she believes in the Second Amendment. There are a lot of people that fall into that category, which is probably part of the problem and part of the push for the Obama administration to try to get some gun control legislation with teeth in it on the books. You know how I feel. I'm about the Second Amendment. I think if you erode a lot of the rights that we have, and guns, one of them, a third of all Americans have a gun in their house, mostly to defend themselves, or they like to hunt, or maybe they even just like target shooting. I have three friends that like to target shoot. Now, they do have a weapon in their house for what they would call protection, and they are very adept at using the weapons. They take care of it. They are responsible. They went through concealed and carry. And a lot of you that have sent me notes fall into that same category. And here's the problem. They're talking about extensive background checks. But just because there's an extensive background check, that doesn't mean you're going to stop the person who has a screw loose from a mass shooting. It wouldn't have stopped the situation in Aurora, Colorado. It wouldn't have stopped the situation at Virginia Tech. See, part of the problem is also the sharing of the information through the channels we already have in play. Michelle Obama was talking about criminals and guns and gun violence, really, when she was in Chicago, which is where she's from. Specifically, she was talking about a girl who was part of the inauguration, who had gone to Washington, was really excited, was part of the band, one of the bands that was there. And then sadly, a week later, she was killed when she was mistaken for a gang person and she was simply at a park and was shot in the back. Here's Michelle Obama talking about that earlier in the day.
Hydea Pendleton was me, and I was her. but I got to grow up. I'm not talking about something that's happening in a war zone halfway around the world. I am talking about what's happening in the city that we call home. If there's nowhere safe for them to go when that afternoon bell rings, then nothing speaks louder than that. My husband is fighting as hard as he can and engaging as many people as he can to pass common sense reforms to protect our children from gun violence. Let me tell you, it is hard to know what to say to a room full of teenagers who are about to bury their best friend.
All right, so what Michelle Obama said there, I would truly, for all the things I don't agree at all that comes out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I really believe that she felt incredibly emotional about the girl who was killed in Chicago. I do. I mean, it was a horrible thing, and there is a lot of that happens in those gang-riddled areas. She said one thing that I completely agree with. It really is about what is happening to those teenagers, those kids, when they're out of school. What are the programs? It's not so much about let's get rid of guns, let's completely eliminate guns. It's not that to me. It's about what is happening to funnel those kids out of those situations. How do they get them out of those situations? And they truly, in these areas where you have gangs who could care less about human life, you can't have kids in these parks. They can't be in these situations, and it shouldn't be that. I agree. But I think more of what has to happen is the decision of how do we prevent from feeding the monster, which is gangs, the path, the drugs, the selling of drugs, all of that stuff that happens. I mean, you know, there used to be the Just Say No to Drugs and the war on drugs, and every cop I knew would say, they would laugh about that and say, it's not effective. You're throwing millions of dollars down the drain. Having campaigns just say no to drugs and trot out a few successful people that went through a program. I think it's more about the programs of completely turning the narrative around in these really dire situations. And how many of those people can you save so they don't end up the same way? That is the answer. That truly is the answer. Easy for me to say and hard to come up with the solutions. But I think more people need to knock on that door to try to cut back on the amount of people that are funneled into that system because they see it as glamorous. They have no way out. They have no money. They're not going to school. They know it. So they're looking for the dollars, the quick respect in a ghetto type situation, in a desperate situation. If we could even get to 80%, how great would that be? To me, this really truly is the answer. And all of this back and forth over guns is not going anywhere because it will be stopped in Congress anyway. There's no way this goes through the House. The Senate, hey, you may get some agreements. There might be bipartisan cooperation in the Senate, but it's not going to happen in the House. The numbers aren't there. It's not going to happen. And guns, ultimately, the fear, the one-third owning guns, the fear of losing guns is just too high in this country. And I'm wondering, will new laws change how you go about buying a gun in the future? You want to throw in your 2 cents? Got any solutions? Please. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Has changed over the years. That was Madonna in 1984. Wasn't that her first hit, Like a Virgin? Whew. She sounds different now if you've heard any of her recent hits. All right, America Tonight. Welcome back, Kate Delaney, 855-266. Kate, 855-266-5283. David in the UK. Let's go out to him. David, thanks for hanging through. What's up?
Hey, Kate. It's been a long time since I've been on the show. I wanted to talk about Margaret Thatcher's funeral and the eulogies that were given to her in Parliament in a special session.
Sure.
I just noticed something in the paper, this particular article may be pertinent to that which we were talking about earlier. Boy 4 shoots neighbor 6. A 6-year-old boy is in serious condition after being shot by a 4-year-old neighbor in New Jersey. Authorities are deciding whether to charge anyone after police say the younger boy obtained a .22 rifle in his family's home in Town River. Background track probably wouldn't help there, but certainly somebody ought to be held responsible. The parents of the people who left that rifle running around, especially with ammo in it. It just seems fairly simple to me. Maybe I don't understand that sort of thing.
Right. It's irresponsible. You can't do that with kids. You can't do that.
Yeah, what about the parents, Kate?
That's what I mean. The parents can't do that with kids. You cannot just do that and assume it's fine. No. And too young. Yeah.
Background checks. When you mentioned that, I thought, yes, that's a good idea. In fact, what I understand, even most NRA members, even though the hierarchy doesn't practically so, most NRA members believe that that's a good thing. What I want to know, see, is the old cliche says, what is the devil is in detail. What are going to be the criteria to decide who gets a license and who doesn't? And how are they going to police this and make sure that it's followed through? It means a lot. And the other thing is the penalties for not following the law. How hard, you know, how much of a crime is this going to be? Is it going to be a serious crime, or is it going to be something that people are going to just ignore because there's not going to be much to it? It needs real hard thinking through when we start making laws like this. I have to think about the dangerous dog law that was enacted in the United Kingdom some years ago that turned out to be useless. I'm not saying better no law than some law, but we really ought to make a law that actually works, that keeps the hands out of people who have propensity for violence. I've noticed that there are people on the list of people who would be excluded perhaps because they have a history of mental illness. That
yep.
depends on what the mental illness is. But I also think, for instance, I heard a policeman say that the majority of murders committed or violent crimes committed by firearms in the United States are not mass murders. They're by family members or neighbors or something, and it usually has a whole lot to do with alcohol. So would it be fair to say that some of the people who ought to be excluded from owning firearms are people who have a propensity for overuse of alcohol? Let's say somebody's driving over the limit. Should they be allowed to have a firearm?
Yeah. Yeah, but see here, you just dived into what the problem is, David. What are the boundaries of how do we decide who can do this and who can't do that? Alcohol, there's no way you could, because somebody has a tendency to drink and they might own a weapon. But it's the same thing with mental illness. Somebody goes through something tough in their life and they get prescribed a few drugs, and for a while they're on Zoloft or Prozac or whatever it is, and then they're not. I mean, are they mentally ill? Or are they just, is it just an anxiety condition? What is it?
I think the demarcation line should be a propensity for violence.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think so,
I also think that all legislators ought to be breathalyzed and drug tested before they vote on any legislation. What do you think of that, Kate?
I think they should have to vote on the legislation. Half the time they're not there, and that's part of the problem. And then this one, David, there are a few that do not want to have to vote because they own guns, but they're a Democrat like Mary Landrieu who's going to have that problem. If she voted no on the guns, I think she'd be out, and she keeps winning all of her elections in Louisiana. And there are a lot of people that fall into that category. So, yeah, it'd be interesting.
I just wonder if all the people in Louisiana would be object to stringent background checks before people are allowed to buy guns. I think most responsible gun owners would agree with that. And even if some people don't in Louisiana, you know, legislators are not elected to stay in office. They're elected to do the people's work. And if they are afraid of some gun lobby, then they're not really doing the people's work. Because we want to have stringent gun background checks to make sure that people who shouldn't have them shouldn't get them, doesn't mean that we're against guns. I like guns myself. I'm not a hunter, but I am, as you pointed out, a target shooter. And I'm looking forward to getting back my guns when I move back to the States and start shooting again. So I'm definitely not against guns, but I am against sane legislation to keep guns out of people, irresponsible people. They shouldn't be, especially, what about these parents of these children who allowed them to get their hands on a loaded rifle? Should they be allowed to own a gun forever from now on? I think not.
Yeah, no, that would be interesting. What if you could say, listen, if you are leaving guns lying around and something happens like that, in that situation, should it be like, boom, everything's out the window, it's revoked, you can't get a license anymore? I still think there'd be people that would say, well, wait a second, that was a horrific accident, so how can you really just lay that on them and put a law like that out there? I would say this, David, for sure, some of the stuff that you've brought up, there is absolutely no way that would be included in legislation. We're almost out of time, but thanks for the call. Because the problem is, as you said, what's the line of demarcation? What are we sensitive to, and what can we legislate? And the answer is not a lot. There's a lot that just would no way fly. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't happen. It's funny that Jack Down Under says universal background checks are needed for all elected officials. Yeah. And most of them have guns, you know, a lot of them have guns. So, you know, here's the problem. You couldn't, even with the parents, it was a horrific accident. They were irresponsible. I'm going to say they were irresponsible, but you can't legislate responsibility. Not in that sense, you can't. It's like the example of drinking and driving. What about texting and driving? What about putting on makeup and driving and swerving over lanes? What about all of that? What about driving without a license? I mean, you know, we could go up and down the list. And, yes, there are penalties for some of those things that I just threw out there. However, when it comes to guns, I think absolutely you have to have background checks. But I think you really, really need to take a hard look at how much regulation you're willing to put up with for what I think ultimately would be very tough to enforce, and that's the other part of it. It's like talking about the mental illness thing. How far under that umbrella do you go? Do you stick a group of people where they probably already have guns, or, you know, it's a propensity for violence? Okay, but if you say propensity for violence, all of the mass, some of the most heinous mass shootings that we've had, even if you look at this last year, if you looked at Newtown, Connecticut, Adam Lanza, he didn't have that. If you looked at Blake, if you looked at James Blake, and he was the shooter in Colorado at the movie theater, he didn't have that in his background. So both of those would not have fallen, they would have fallen under the radar like they did, except for that Blake had gone to the school psychologist, and she was worried about what was happening. And unfortunately, that didn't get passed on. That information didn't get passed forward. All right, we're moving forward. Coming up on the flip side, filling in some of the blanks from the day.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, we're going to hit the mailbag, but I got a quick one for you. This one's from Bud, listening to us in Missouri, and he says, girl, the weather here is frightening. You would not believe how many people don't have power in St. Louis. It is awful. So much snow and ice and all kinds of crap. I really thought that we had thrown this out a couple of weeks ago. So, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon said, boom, state of emergency, because throughout the night they had high winds, tornadoes actually hit some places, and it was ice and snow and power out all over the place. I mentioned Minnesota, the mothership, about a quarter to a third of the city of the town of Worthington, they had to use backup diesel generators to power part of the city. It was that bad, so they were without power at any given time. Oh, that's the worst. No power. It gets colder and colder and colder and colder. And what the National Weather Service is saying is that Minnesota could get 8 or 9 inches of snow by Thursday morning. 8 to 14 for part of southern Minnesota, Twin Cities, St. Cloud, all of those spots getting hit. That freezing drizzle, man, that's the worst, though. In South Dakota, they're getting freezing drizzle. Same thing. 6 to 12 inches of snow is what's being forecast there. In Wisconsin, rain, ice, snow, minor flooding. And you had a whole bunch of flights that were canceled. If you were flying through Denver, you were out of luck. Because during the day, in some cases, during the day, about 500 flights were canceled. I know someone that got stuck, canceled. They kept thinking they were going to get out, and they didn't get out. So it was very strange, the weather system that's torn through, like I said before, part of the United States. And, you know, all you can do is bat in the hatches, wait for it to pass, and then get deeper and deeper into April, and you would think that this would be ushered out. One could only hope. Got to bring this up here. We're almost at tax day. How many of you have done your taxes? Yep, always people procrastinate last second, running to go see somebody or crunching the numbers themselves. Just even saying taxes conjures up really awful images for most people, even if they get money back. So, because they don't like some of what they're taxed for. Well, now the budget comes out on Wednesday, and wouldn't you know that the budget, of course, has more than $1 trillion in taxes and fees. I mean, we are operating on plastic in the United States, so how are we going to pay for it? We need more tax revenue. What's going to happen? Where are the taxes coming from? Some of the new taxes would mean, yeah, like packs of cigarettes, you're going to pay more for those. And what is a pack of cigarettes? I don't smoke, so I don't even know now. I would assume it's got to be, what, over $5 in some cases? $5 for a pack of cigarettes or close to it? Ooh. So more taxes there. The plan that he put out would include about $580 billion in new revenue over the next decade. So all the taxes, all the fees, you add that up, and then you get that trillion number. And it's some of this stuff is things that will hit a lot of families. You know, they're always saying, the Democrats are always saying, oh, the middle class, and they're getting screwed, and we're here for the middle class. But the Republicans are saying the same thing. And this budget has nothing to do with the middle class, because there are definitely some things in this that would hit people that fall into that category for sure. The cigarette tax, by the way, the federal cigarette tax is 94 cents a pack. That's what it would be. That's what we'd be looking at there. $1 for your smokes. More reasons to quit because you can't afford it anymore. The other thing that we would see that's in the taxes is the cut the growth of Social Security. Remember, that whole thing was coming up. So you would have this inflation formula that would curb those benefits. So that would adjust tax brackets and raise, they say, about $100 billion over 10 years. When they say cut in Social Security, that's scary, because how much, what specifics, and that's always the vagueness of the whole thing. That's where it's always vague. And we always hear about the whole Buffett rule thing, which I think is just a myth, but the plan would include the Buffett rule, a tax change that would mean that wealthy millionaires pay at least 30% of their income after charity. There's the tricky part, in taxes. So they say that would be $43.4 billion. But the itemized deductions are the big thing. So deductions for charity, mortgage interest, and other expenses, that would come down. That change would be over $500 billion over 10 years. The problem is, okay, when you say deductions for charity, how many of you have a small deduction for charity? How many of you deduct mortgage interest? You know, that was one of the things about buying a home. Oh, well, you can deduct it. You can take some money off of that for the mortgage. Yeah, that's a great thing. And then when you say other expenses, we are a country based on small businesses. So much of our business is small business, like 90%. So how many people that are entrepreneurs, which is what we're encouraging, would be affected by the itemized deductions? I think a lot. And that falls into the middle class category. That's not the rich people. That's not the guy who's running the corporation. It's the person with the mom and pop store. It's the person with an internet company. Those are the people that would probably get socked by that. And trust me, here's the thing. If you have a lot of coin, if you're super rich, how do you think you got super rich? You can afford the best accountants. So you're not going to be paying that freight. Not surprising. Not surprising. Let's put it that way, okay? I'm going to throw something else in here, too. And this has to do with the hacking and your PC and all of that. So where's the guy in the little room hacking to get the numbers out? Where are they living? Where are they coming from? You know, we had the thing with China, and we've traced things back to not just China, but Iran. We already have that. That's part of the whole cyber attack. So look at it this way. You've got Russians, the Iranians, the Chinese, all of the stuff is being traced back in those directions. And the House Intelligence Committee is saying, no kidding, the time is running out before the next major cyber attack. So what, again, is this some new revelation? Mike Rogers, who is the chairman of that committee, says, you know, the Chinese, the Russians, all these people are probably already on your personal computer, and they're stealing things that, you know, they think are valuable, or use your computer to help them steal from somebody else, which is a lot of what's happening. Because, of course, cybercrime is huge business. Online hacking and getting information, hijacking PCs, sending spam, all that kind of stuff is giant, the amount of money to be made there, including on tax returns. You know, part of that whole tax return thing, there's a way to scam that, get the numbers and file a tax return. So if they can steal your Social Security number, and then they can file there's a way to file claims, of course, and there's a way to make money on that. And that's happening. That's big, big business. So cyber intelligence, this whole thing of Cyber Intelligence and Sharing Protection Act, is it really going to counter what the threat is? It was a bill that came out because we move like molasses in this country that was introduced last year. It had passed the House, and it didn't make it through the Senate because of what? Privacy. How far do you want CISPA to go, right? How much are the protections really about keeping the hackers away from credit card info and medical records and all that stuff, and how much of it is about control? And this is the problem. The networks that are being cracked, your information that's out there, it's unbelievable. Are you ever 100% safe? You got to keep switching passwords. You got to make them impossible. But there's no guarantee because they get better and better at hacking into the system each and every day. That's why the McAfees, the Nortons, all of those security companies pay the best hackers they can find a lot of money, because they're going through the threat every second. New viruses, new ways to click in are coming up. All right, no joke, we're flipping to the other side, and we're going to check the emails. Hang with us, mailbag next. I Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Mailbag here on America Tonight. I know I say this, and I don't mean to pound people over the head with it, but this is such a great audience as far as snail mail is concerned. We are bursting at the seams. I am not kidding you. Every single day I have to go through and weed through emails because they have this little line where it gets read and it says, time to go through the emails. Basically, it's the storage. And the storage is always right around 80. And I think, I'm clearing this thing out every single day. So bravo to all of you listening across the country who think about a lot of the stuff we talk about and then send me these great emails. And you can always kick it to me at AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact. And bada bing, you are in just like that.
You have mail, mistress.
Tim, listening to us in Ottumwa, Iowa, says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I love what you've been talking about as far as North Korea is concerned. I give you kudos or credit or whatever you want to call it for jumping ahead of the curve. All the other people out there have kind of poo-pooed North Korea, but North Korea is nothing to be trifled with, because as you said, who knows what's really going on between the ears of the new leader. Seems that even Dennis Rodman didn't have a clue of who he was talking to. And even Chuck Hagel is warning that we should be expecting an unexpected missile test. Yeah, you know what's interesting? Thanks for that. The Hagel is definitely saying the actions and the words aren't helping anything, and you can't just write off North Korea. You can't say, well, their missiles won't reach. You know, what is the danger of another country having nuclear capability and how they could use those nukes and ultimately where it does reach? That's why we've got the radar and satellites that are just focused on the Korean Peninsula so we can see what Kim Jong-un is doing and try to figure out how, you know, what could possibly happen with the missiles. And, you know, they're preparing them for sure for launch at any time. And South Korea has really had it. And South Korea's, that's one thing we can't really control. Yes, we're helping South Korea, but South Korea could just decide, you know what, we've had enough of this and we're going to make a move here. Even Seoul was telling tourists not to be afraid, don't worry, because all the stuff that North Korea's government is saying out there, foreigners get out of, you know, there better not be any foreigners in Korea in general, North Korea, but certainly in Korea, because who's getting into North Korea anyway, but South Korea. And South Korea, strangely enough, I was just reading, is experiencing a real uptick in tourism, and they're counting on tourism. So they don't want to see that drop off. And they've been releasing lots and lots of statements about that, you know, because that could just kill off the amount of people that are coming into the country. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, Texas. And Jake says, yo, Kate, it's funny, I was listening to you talk about brackets and being busted. Isn't it funny how much harder it is to predict what happens in the NCAA tournament versus what's going on in the NFL? I can't wait for football. Woohoo! The draft, even if it means very little to my team, the Patriots, I still feel as though it signifies that football is still around. Soon we'll have camps, and before you know it, we'll be back to the real business of nailing the score. For people who don't understand what nailing the score is, we do a contest each and every week during the NFL season where people call in or they send us emails during the 1 hour. And our random game of the week, you just have to try to nail the score, whatever team you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. And we've had a couple winners and very few, only two, in the 5 years that we've done it. But who knows, maybe you'll be the next winner. I agree, there is something about football. But I like baseball, and we have baseball season back. And it's really just past the first week in baseball, and I had a chance to see a game the other day, and it was fun. The Rangers, the Texas Rangers, whipped up on Tampa Bay 6-1. Here's one from Bobby, who says, Michelle Obama, not a big fan of hers, but I have to say, America Tonight and Miss Kate, that she did kind of get to me when she was talking about growing up and the kid, the girl that was shot by the gang member and how awful it is and how we can't allow that kind of thing to happen. I felt like she was actually genuine. And as I said, I'm not necessarily a big fan. So I give her some credit for being authentic, although I do not agree with the Obama's stance on gun control. I think it is a slippery slope, to say the least. And the more we deny people their rights to gun ownership, the more possibilities for things to happen to people who are unarmed. We have a right to protect ourselves, and putting in more regulations isn't going to do anything to honestly solve the problem. It gets down to coming up with programs, getting in ghetto areas, trying to help the kids who need help. Wow, that's pretty big to say. I'm not a fan of Michelle Obama's, don't like the whole gun thing, but hey, she seemed very authentic, and she definitely did. I saw the snippet of the little speech when she was in Chicago talking about gun violence, because she grew up in a neighborhood very, very similar. Here's another one from Anthony. Anthony, I think, listening to us in Vermont, WVMT, because that's what he says on it. VMT! And Anthony says, Kate Delaney, you are in the Lone Star State. I think you talk about the mini satellite facility or some such thing. I've heard you call it a few different things. I had a question about your governor, Texas Governor Rick Perry. He is always seemingly in the news. Does he have more political aspirations to run for president again? It seemed as though people were all about Rick Perry for a short amount of time until he opened his mouth. Think he'll try again in 2016? No, I don't think he'll try again in 2016. As the governor of Texas, it's one thing. You know, his funny nickname is Governor Goodhair. On a national stage, no, I don't see that. The bench is deep for the Republicans, and he'd be like the water boy, honestly. There's too many other people that would stack up much higher than Rick Perry, and he had just one little crack, one little chance at it, and he blew it on a couple of different fronts, not knowing the voting age. And, you know, and you can get tired and you can slip up on things. I mean, hey, come on. So sometimes he's probably unfairly smashed about the head for some of the things that he says. But he's not the guy. He's definitely not going to be the Republican candidate in 2016. No way. What's going to be interesting, as I said this before, can you imagine if you have Jeb Bush run, who I heard really, really wants it, and then you have Hillary Clinton on the other side. So Clinton and a Bush, again, going for a presidential office, if they were both the nominees for both parties. And I do think that that would be very, very intriguing to watch and see how that unfolded. All right, this one from Sue, listening to us in Georgia. By the way, when you email us, tell us where you are listening to us. Tell us, you know, how you're hearing us, that kind of stuff, too, as well. Sue says, Kate, I got to tell you, I am a gun-loving kind of broad. You talk about responsible gun ownership, and I am that person. As a child, I learned about guns. I was taken out to the range. We always had them locked up. We always knew where they were, and we knew how to use them. My daddy did a good thing by teaching us about that. I am a card-carrying member of the NRA. I am about common sense. I am about not screaming at other people, but it would be a disaster for this country if we had strict, strict gun regulation. Try to get those rights back once you give them up. Yeah, therein lies the problem, no matter how you look at this thing. Second Amendment in the Constitution, you let it go by the boards and you turn into England or another European country, then you say, well, wait, this isn't working. Can we do a revote on this? Can somebody else try to repeal that law? And it'd be tough. It's tough once you get through the hurdle. So if it were to go all the way through, then that's it. I think it stands for a while. Remember, automatic weapons did, ultimately that expired, and Dianne Feinstein has tried to breathe new life into that, but nobody wants to hear anything about it. And she says she's going to keep trying, but I think she's going to have a very, very tough time ultimately with that one. So the problem is once you say yes and once it moves forward and they get those votes, if that were to happen, but it won't happen. But let's just pretend. And if it did, then good luck trying to roll back the clock. Seriously, it would be very tough to do that. All right, once again, remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.